Business English Power, Episode 30. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world. Also, during my time spent in Japan as a corporate trainer, thank you so much for joining me today. We got a great article today. This is one of our current events episodes. And so we're going to cover something really, really hot in the news, something that hopefully most of you are keeping track of. If not, hey, it's something that I think you will be interested in because it has to do with money, particularly cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. Well, we're going to talk about that because it is surging at the moment, so we need to get into that. Before we do, please make sure you are subscribed to Business English Power. Don't miss an episode. And if you have, go back and check out some of the ones that you missed. So we are coming out fast and furious, as I like to say. Pretty good movies out as well, so don't miss the movies. But, you know, we're coming out and got to make sure that you, you know, take in every episode that you can. Don't miss a single one. And I'd be happy to have you here with me every single time. Make sure to share this episode with a friend, a classmate, a colleague, someone who would find this useful and interesting. Because as we all know, when we do our current events episodes, we are doing this to keep in touch with the current news, but also to learn the vocabulary, learn the language of the topics that we're delving into every week when we cover these current events, yeah, that you can discuss them with your colleagues, with your business contacts. You need to be able to understand what is going on in the world, particularly in the business world, if it affects your industry and just in general as well. So that's why we do this. So strap in. We're going to make sure to also keep track of the necessary vocabulary, new vocabulary for you and phrases. I will put a list in the show notes that you can follow along. Also, a link to the article today will be in the show notes. Follow along if you can. If not, go back and check the article afterwards and listen again, because that's the best way to take this in if you're reading along and listening to me as well. And, you know, I never mentioned this before, but you can also practice shadowing. Okay, so when I'm reading the article, you can also shadow as well, shadow me. And that's a good tool to use as well. All right, so let's get to our article. This article today is from the U.S. News. com. It's written by the Associated Press, and the headline is this. It's a long headline. Bitcoin briefly hits an all-time high less than 2 years after FTX scandal clobbered crypto. All right, let's stop there. So, of course, Bitcoin, we're familiar with. It's the main type of cryptocurrency out there. Hits an all-time high. Wow, so that means since it began, I believe it started in 2009, if I'm not mistaken. This is the highest value it's ever been right now. Less than 2 years after the FTX scandal. So FTX we'll get into in the article, but was a trading or exchange platform that had a scandal a couple of years back or less than 2 years ago. But even after that, crypto has recovered, it sounds like, from this article. Because they said it clobbered crypto. So clobber, what does that mean? So to clobber or to be clobbered means to be hit or to be damaged, to be held down. It's clobbered, right? Crypto. And there's a little sub-headline, below that, which says Bitcoin has hit an all-time high less than 2 years after the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX, severely damaged faith in digital currencies and sent prices plunging. Okay, so that back then when that happened, sent prices plunging. Remember, we talk about our words for rising and following, falling, going up, going down, increasing, decreasing, rising and plunging. Okay, plunging, going down. So let's go to the article. And we're not going to cover every single thing in this article. I'm going to skip at certain parts because it is quite long. But we're going to cover the main parts here. So let's go over the first paragraph. Please follow along. So Bitcoin has hit an all-time high less than 2 years after the collapse of the crypto exchange FTX severely damaged faith in digital currencies and sent prices plunging. So it's just a repeat of that sub-headline. The world's largest cryptocurrency jumped 4% this week and briefly surpassed $68,800 Tuesday, according to CoinMarketCap. That's just above Bitcoin's previous record set in November of 2021. So let's stop there. So, yes, so Bitcoin is the world's largest cryptocurrency, jumped 4% this week. Jumped, of course, meaning increased. Surpassed, so again, went past $68,800. Wow, so that's definitely an all-time high, which was previously set in November of 2021, so 2.5 years ago. All right, so let's continue. CoinMarketCap is I think it's an app or maybe a company, I'm not quite sure, who keeps track of these things. Okay, let's go on to the next paragraph. The volatile asset soon fell some, standing at just under $62,000 as of 3 p.m. Eastern Time, but the price is still up more than 175% from 1 year ago. Wow. Okay, so volatile. So volatile means it is very unstable. Okay, it can go up, it can go down very quickly. You know, if we compare it to other investments, you know, people say like other investments like bonds are very stable because they're very steady. Or in a savings account, if you put money in a savings account where they pay you interest, that's a pretty stable investment, if you want to call it that. It's not going to change that much, not much risk, but Bitcoin historically has a lot of volatility. So it goes up and down very quickly. It's unstable. Okay. Now, soon fell some. So 3 p.m., it says ET, which means Eastern Time. So if you're in the U.S. or familiar with that, it is on the east coast of the U.S. Remember, we have four major time zones across the United States. Eastern Time is the New York, Washington, D.C., Boston, you know, the east coast, and going in a little bit inland. All right, so up more than 175%. Wow, crazy. Let's move on. Gains in recent months have been fueled by the anticipation and eventual U.S. approval of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds earlier this year, which provided access to a much broader class of investors. The price for Bitcoin has surged about 60% since the approval of Bitcoin's ETFs in January, an easy way to invest in assets or a group of assets, like gold, junk bonds, or bitcoins, without having to directly buy the assets themselves. Okay, so let's pause there. So we have a lot of vocabulary here. So the gains have been fueled by the anticipation. Okay, fueled, of course, means, like if you fuel your car, you fill it with gas. Or if you fuel yourself, you eat food and energy. So we're fueling the gains, the improvements on Bitcoin, the increases by the anticipation. So we're waiting, we're expecting that the U.S. was going to approve Bitcoin exchange traded funds. So I abbreviate that as ETF, exchange traded fund. So that means basically, without getting too detailed, so of course you can buy Bitcoin yourself and you can have Bitcoin yourself. It's a digital currency, right? A cryptocurrency. But you can also invest in the technology of Bitcoin without even buying Bitcoin. And so there are other investors that have put money into them, and they've created a fund based on those investments. And then when they are on the exchange or the stock market, that's called an ETF, an exchange-traded fund, so that you can invest in Bitcoin without actually buying Bitcoin. So this anticipation is going to spread the pool of investors quite wide because, you know, a lot of people have heard of Bitcoin, but they're not quite sure how to invest in it or buy it. But now that it's on the regular exchange, it's going to be open to a lot more investors, a lot more people who are familiar with the general way of doing things, you know, on the stock market. And so, yep, this is an asset class or group like gold, junk bonds, or bitcoins. Okay, so gold, of course, you can invest in. There are gold ETFs as well. Junk bonds, I don't know what the definition of a junk bond is, but a bond, remember, is basically if a company or government needs to go into debt to start or to fund something in the business or the government, they will, you know, you can buy a bond, which means you're basically buying their debt, and they're going to pay you back with a percentage of interest or return on that bond for that period of the bond. So junk bond maybe is, just means the lesser value bond, is my guess. So, yep, so that's the idea of an ETF. So a lot of valuable vocabulary in this article. Okay, let's move on. Also driving prices is what is known as Bitcoin halving. That's in quotes, yeah, which is anticipated in April. Halvings trim the rate at which new coins are mined and created, thus lowering the supply. Here's what you need to know. Okay, so I'll pause there. Again, halving, they're going to basically cut the existing bitcoins in half, I believe. I'm not quite sure of the technical process, but the anticipation means that they're going to slow down the production or lowering the supply. All right, so let's skip down to the next paragraph where it says early success of Bitcoin's spot ETFs. In January, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission approved the first spot Bitcoin ETFs from asset managers including BlackRock, Invesco, and Fidelity. These newly approved ETFs hold actual Bitcoin, unlike previous Bitcoin-related ETFs that were invested in contracts related to future price bets, but not on the cryptocurrency itself. Okay, so what does that all mean? So just so you know, the Securities and Exchange Commission, it's called the SEC, they regulate all of this stock exchange and investing, trading activity. Okay, so they approved the actual, they call it a spot Bitcoin ETF, so actually holding Bitcoin in the fund. They approved it, and so those other companies, BlackRock, Invesco, Fidelity, are perhaps some of the people that are going to create those funds. All right, let's move on. While regulators have pointed to persisting risks and maintain reluctance around January's decision, the green light marked a major win for the crypto industry. All right, so yes, so again, this is a good thing for cryptocurrency all around because it means it's easily, more easily available to more people and investors, meaning, yeah, the value could go up. All right, so I'm going to go way down. So you can read the next part on your own. It gets a little bit more detailed and involved, but I'm going to skip down past where it says halving on the horizon. If you keep going down to the next segment where it says a history of volatility, let's go to that part. Okay? So we're skipping down now. Let's continue. Bitcoin has a history of drastic swings in value, which can come suddenly and happen over the weekend or overnight in trading that continues at all hours every day. Okay, so this is talking about the volatility. So again, it can have drastic swings. That's a good phrase. Drastic swing meaning going up and down very quickly. Drastic meaning quite a lot. Okay, it can suddenly happen. For a weekend, overnight, very fast, right? Let's continue. Bitcoin rocketed from just over $5,000 at the start of the pandemic to its November 2021 peak of nearly $69,000 in a period marked by a surge in demand for technology products. Prices crashed during an aggressive series of Federal Reserve rate hikes intended to cool inflation, slow money flows, and make risky investments potentially riskier. Then came the 2022 collapse of FTX, which significantly undermined confidence in crypto. Okay, so we're going to pause there, a lot to talk about there. Okay, so Bitcoin rocketed. Again, another one of these words meaning going up. Okay, of course, you can imagine a rocket going up. So rocketed means in very fast going up. From used to be just $5,000 even at the start of the pandemic. Wow, up already to $69,000. Marked by a surge in demand for technology products. Prices crashed during an aggressive series of Federal Reserve rate hikes. Okay, crashed again. Another, like, imagine a rocket crashing, I guess. So rocket means going up fast. Crash means going down fast. Okay, so we had an aggressive series of Federal Reserve rate hikes. Okay, so Federal Reserve is the organization which controls the banking policies of the U.S. and pretty much that means around the world. And so they control basically the interest rate for the general public. So the interest rate, they call rate hikes, okay? So when they rate hike, that means they raise the interest rate to cool inflation, okay? Slow money flows, okay? Because when interest rates go up, people are less willing to invest. That slows the money down. All right, and then we also had the collapse of FTX. Remember, that was the exchange, the cryptocurrency exchange, and one of the major ones. And that undermined, okay, so that decreased or brought down the confidence in crypto. All right. Okay, so let's move on. At the start of last year, a single Bitcoin could be had for less than $17,000. Investors, however, began returning in large numbers as inflation started to cool. And 2023's collapse of prominent tech-focused banks actually led more investors to turn to crypto as they bailed out of positions in Silicon Valley startups and other risky bets. Okay, so again, this is just talking about how investors are putting, you know, where they're putting their money and how they're investing. So, wow. So they go back to when Bitcoin was $17,000 and then they began returning as inflation was beginning to cool last year. And then there was a collapse of prominent tech-focused banks and then some more people, more investors were turning to crypto and getting out of positions. So positions means your level of investment. Okay, so that's a good term to know. Their positions in Silicon Valley startups. So that's, again, typically in California where those tech companies, you know, software, things like that are getting startups. Those are considered risky bets, okay, risky investments. Okay, just two more paragraphs and then we'll wrap up here. Despite the recent excitement around Bitcoin, experts still maintain that crypto is a risky bet with wildly unpredictable fluctuations in value. In short, investors can lose money as quickly as they make it. And here's a quote. Okay? It's essential to exercise caution and acknowledge that the road ahead for the digital finance ecosystem, particularly the crypto markets, is expected to navigate through a period marked by volatility, Bamra noted, pointing the importance of cautious optimism. Okay, so earlier, the part that we skipped, we probably missed who that was, but it doesn't really matter. You can go back and check out who that is, but let's just check out what we've gone over. So again, there is recent excitement. Always, you know, when things go up, we're excited. You know, of course, we want things to rise in value, but experts are still cautious because the wildly unpredictable fluctuations. Okay, fluctuations, again, just means the quick upswings and downturns. Okay, those are terms that we learned in a previous episode. Again, things that can go up can go down quickly. So just keep that in mind as you are investing. Exercise caution. That's a very good phrase. Okay, so when we want to be cautious, we will say exercise caution. Acknowledge road ahead. Digital finance ecosystem. Okay, ecosystem. Again, we typically use in biology to talk about the, you know, the land that we're, you know, in, or the land that we want to refer to, the wildlife, the plants, all of that. So ecosystem used in this case just means in the digital currency world. Okay, that's what, and all the people that are acting in it is the ecosystem here. Right, expected to navigate through a period marked by volatility. Yes. And so pointing the importance of cautious optimism. Okay, so we're optimistic. We are, you know, having positive thoughts about the future, but we are being cautious as well, being careful. Okay, so it's exciting, but don't be, of course, don't be reckless. Don't be, don't be dangerous out there in the investing world. You know, make sure you research everything and make sure you know exactly what you are doing. And please, please do not do anything based on anything that I'm saying. I'm not an expert at, by any means. I'm not telling you how to invest your money at all. This is just an article from the U.S. News website that we're going over for English learning purposes. But I would be curious to know, what experience do you have with cryptocurrency? Do you have any Bitcoin or are investing in ETFs? Let me know your experience. Please email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. And I did an episode with a friend of mine named Asif a couple of years ago. We talked about investing. We talked a lot about crypto as well in that episode. So you can search for that one in the archives. That's a pretty good one to check out as well. That'll be under Real Talk. And I forgot the number. I believe it's number 7, if I'm not mistaken. But go back and check for that. It's about investing. And so, we're going to wrap up there today with this episode of Current Events. A pretty good one on crypto. I knew we were going to have this topic come up at some point, and I think this is the perfect opportunity. So glad to talk about it. And we're going to wrap up there today. Thanks so much, as always, for listening. Again, please leave a rating in Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. And I would very, very much appreciate it. Please leave a review. I'd love to hear from you in the Apple Podcast reviews. And again, it doesn't have to be in English. It can be in your native language. And don't worry, I'll translate it. I'll understand what you're talking about. But please feel free. I would love to hear from you. All right. So that is going to do it. Make sure to keep practicing and performing. Don't forget about that as well. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for being with me again. And remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.